All right. I'm not good at this part. I'm better at the picture, so.
Okay. I think we can do it.
I do. Okay. So I got an email from your management company that you're going to be here. I checked out the music. I was really interested in what you were doing. So I guess to start off, what brings you here to the fine jewel of New Jersey, of Camden?
Oh, man, you know, I hear you guys are in close proximity to Philly cheesesteak, so it's like, that's just a boat ride away. I got to come.
You know, there are places, I think they park vans on the side of the road where you can get the authentic Philly cheesesteak.
Okay.
So it does bleed into Camden, New Jersey.
Okay. Does like Camden have its own take on the cheesesteak?
Not that I'm aware of. Most people who get out of their car in Camden can't find their car when they get back. It is the number one auto theft capital of the United States.
Well, that's cool. I don't have a car. I don't have a license. So maybe I should move to Camden.
That's funny. So, I was listening to your 2016 release, mm-hmm. and there's a really interesting amalgamation of sounds, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there are times where you come off as this mysterious chanteuse, you know, like with the veil over your nose just peeking out. And there's other times where it sounds like you're about to break out into like a noise band, like guitar crunch.
Yeah.
So you're going from something that's very soft and intimate to something very loud and jarring.
Right.
So when people ask you to describe your music, other than gothic blues, which someone seems to have tagged you with somewhere, not that I want you to put yourself in a box, yeah. but how do you describe to people what they're about to see?
I mean, it's just, my music is an extension of me, and I'm a lot of things, and I'm be a lot of things. So I think I was fortunate to work with a producer who, you know, had the vision, Roger Moutinho, to let me express all these different parts of me. We worked together on this album for 3 years.
Where did you record it?
We recorded at Haptown Studios in Nashville.
Okay.
And with Roger Moutinho. And you know, we're 3 years, you change, you evolve, you grow as an artist and as a human, and I think that that's present on the album. Like, I wasn't trying to make one particular kind of album because I'm not one particular kind of person.
So who were you listening to when you were listening?
I was listening to Lauryn Hill. I was listening to Fiona Apple. I was listening to Victoria Spivey. I was listening to Bessie Smith. Like, I was listening to Billie Holiday, Nina Simone. Like, these are women that told me that you can do this and you have a story and a very singular voice to share that story with. And you have a duty to do that. And my music, there's a lot of anger and there's a lot of violence in it. And I think that there's infinite possibilities for the artist to explore that, you know?
And you find that the audience can find their place to jump in and ride along with you?
Absolutely. Like, that's what I want. Like, I would never want to hold a listener's hand and guide them through my music. I want to pay you enough respect where I'm like, I trust you to walk through this and find yourself in this. I did my part. Goodbye.
Well, I think that's part of the problem for newer acts, is that it's much easier now to get your music posted somewhere to be heard.
Yeah.
So above the din of everyone with Pro Tools in their garage, how are you getting yourself sort of pulled out of that so you can rise above everybody else who's playing in their garage?
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, and maybe this is just a side effect of my narcissist personality disorder, there is no one else but me. I'm in competition with myself. Like, I don't give a shit what anyone else is doing. Like, good on you that you're making music in your garage, but that has nothing to do with me. And I have enough faith in my art and my talent that I know that whatever I put out there is gonna find a home with somebody.
But you're honest, most musicians or people who front a band wouldn't admit to a certain narcissism of the confidence of knowing that what you're gonna say can resonate for other people.
Sir, I have no time for false modesty. The country's on fire.
The country, everyone's house is burning down.
Speak quickly. Yeah, I mean, look, this is why I do what I do. Like, I like being able to be heard. I like to broadcast my voice. I have a story to tell, and that's where I go and I do it.
And then, was there a 2017 release?
There was. I released a EP of French pop songs from the 60s called How It Feels.
I was confused by that because I don't speak French.
Oh, you don't?
I enjoyed it, but No, most Americans don't speak French.
I was a French major in school, okay. So I'm fluent in French. And my label asked if I had any projects I would like to release in between albums. And it's like, I have a few French songs that I love. I've been singing to myself, you know,
for
years.
Did you channel your inner Edith Piaf?
Oh, I would never even try to. She's another one. Like, that woman, I'd take my hat, my wig off to her. But, yeah, I mean, I was like, why not? Why not record these songs and put them out there? And I have one original tune called You Know How It Feels.
Yeah, that's at the end. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was just making sure that you were the same person.
That's me. Right. That's me.
So then after today's performance, what's on the horizon for the next few months?
I'm going to head back to Nashville, do some more writing. We're going to go out on a few dates with, I'm not allowed to say. We're going to go back out on the road. And, yeah, I'm just going to live my life, hang out with my family. Hold my cat.
Do you bring the cat with you when you're on the road?
No, my band won't let me.
That's not right.
It's not right. It's like, I pay you guys. Maybe when we get into a bus, I'll bring the cat. But right now we're in a van, so.
Okay. I could see the van with all the garbage and stuff on the floor.
Yes.
Is there anything else I need to know before we take pictures?
No, I'm just a Dia Victoria, and I'm happy to be here.